Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come to your homes today and tell you that God loves you. And if you be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. I know that we go through our times and our troubles and our heartaches, but He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. So this morning, I'm glad to report to you there is truly something you can believe in. That something is truly Jesus Christ. He loves you. If He be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. That's a good message. If I didn't say anything else, that'd be enough already this morning. So let's get right into our broadcast this morning. I want to do another song for you, and I've been doing this for many years, but it's a beautiful song. I hope you give it a listen to.
He's the one who touched a blind man's eyes that day up on the street. And I watched him as he healed a crippled man or twisted broken feet. And he loved the little children. I can see them as they sat up on his knee. Oh, how can they hurt him? This man's so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walked along the shores of Galilee. All so confusing me. He's the one who walked upon the sea. I was watching from the shores, and I heard him tell this lady, leave this place and go and sin no more. I just don't understand it. In the distance, three tall crosses I can see. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying.
Song as well as I enjoy singing it for you. That's a beautiful little song, and I appreciate that. I got that from Claude Hopper many years ago, and I put it on tape, and I've been playing it for many years. Well, I do appreciate Ed and Mary Jo Ballingy from over in Peterstown. And they said, we are praying for you and Martha. Don't forget to pray for Martha, and she's not doing any good at all, so you continue to pray for her. We got a lot of people in our listening audience that we're always remembering you. And today is homecoming up at the Pillar of Truth Church. We'll be starting service there at 10 a.m. this morning and going through until 12 around about that time. Then we'll break for supper, for dinner. And we got Charles Farley will be preaching for us. I I stepped aside and let him preach for us this coming homecoming. And I've never heard Charles, but I understand he's a good preacher. And so I want to invite you to come up and be with us now. We're located on the 4-H Camp Road out of Forest Hill. You come out the 4-H Camp Road and you come to the intersection, just follow it out to Barger Springs. And the churches are on the right. And we'll be having service. We've got special singing. Johnny Gravely will be there. Jack Lawson will be there. Dee Keaton will be there. And I'll be singing, trying to get a song in and doing my part in the service. But I do appreciate Ed and Mary Jo. Why? What great friends they have been to me down through the years and have really stood by me. With a lot of you folks standing by me, we'll just continue to carry on for our Lord. Well, let's go right now and listen to this song. I hope you enjoy this one also.
You've been in the storm, and it seems like forever, and your nights of confusion, they've been so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting, but the night's almost over, so ride out your storm, ride out your storm. Right there with you, though you may not feel ill, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning is coming. Hold on to Jesus. Waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm.
He's right there with you. Isn't it good to have a friend like that, a friend that will stick closer than a brother? And that's what Jesus Christ has been to me. He's been a great friend of mine. I've been serving him for many years, and I've got too much invested now to look back. And I'm not looking back to the mire of sin. I'm looking forward to going home to be with the Lord one day. I'll slip out of this old body into a brand new body. I'll tell you, I'm not in no hurry now. I hope that you understand that, but I'm ready. That means a whole lot to be able to say that you're ready to meet your Lord. And I want to do a song here for you. And I think this song, it tells a great story. And I don't play music that doesn't relate to the Bible. And this one says, I claim the blood. And we can claim the blood in all circumstances. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse from all sin. And when we apply the blood, then, my friend, then we've been born again with the blood of Jesus Christ. So let's go right now and listen to this song. And it said, I claim the blood.
I have a source of strength when I am weak, that helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, those precious blood stains. I do not know how others make it through to never go to Calvary as I do. For there the still flows with peace that only His redeemed can know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains.
Reading verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Verse 18, Verily, verily I say unto thee,
When thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. Father, this is your word. Honor it. Magnify it. May we receive a blessing from it. May the Spirit and the power of God manifest it in our lives. Speak through our souls, through our ears, and may we hear what the Spirit is saying this morning. And we'll give you praise for it because we ask it in Christ's name. And all the people said, Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I try very cautiously to remind you of each book of the Bible because I think it's very important. Now, if I was writing the Bible, I would write the Old Testament and the New Testament. That would be adequate. Because the Old Testament talks about God being God. But then when you move into the New Testament, it says Emmanuel, which means what? God with us. So I think two books would be adequate, the Old Testament and the New Testament. But then again, I didn't write the book. But then again, when you look at the Old Testament, all it is talks about is the coming of Christ, right? Then when you go into the New Testament, all of a sudden, Christ is here. That's what the New Testament is all about. But then when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I think it's very good that you will look at the theme of what they're writing about. Now, the book of Matthew begins with the genealogy, okay? That is the history of the coming Christ. And it begins like that. It begins with the birth of Christ. So therefore, Matthew writes about the coming Messiah. And then he writes that the Messiah is here. Well, now when you read in Mark's Gospel, which is believed to be the authentic writings of the New Testament, a lot of the Bible scholars would tell you that Mark was to be the one that was most authentic. Matthew was a copycat. Luke was a copycat. But John, and this has got to be pointed out because you'll miss the whole thrust of the message. John was a person that didn't copy from neither one of them. John wrote it like it was. John wrote it as it is. He wrote about Christ. He wrote about the love of Christ. But then when you note in the Gospel of John, it's a love chapter. You remember the favorite verse that we quote so many times? John 3:16. For God so loved the world. So John is the lover of the New Testament. He writes about the love of Christ. He writes about the love of God. He writes how it ought to be and how it should be and how it must be. So this morning you've got to see that, to see the message that I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach on phony love. I'm going to preach on love that is not real. I'm going to preach on love that only acts like it loves. I'm going to preach on pretending that we love. And in this passage of Scripture, that's what it's all about. You notice many things were said in the Scripture, but the thrust of the message was this: Peter, do you love me? That was a simple theme and a simple message. Peter, do you love me? But you got to note something happened here. It's after the crucifixion. Jesus had already been crucified. Jesus had been seen by many people. But the Bible said that this time that Peter and all the disciples were out in a boat and they were fishing. When all of a sudden someone was standing on the seashore. And that someone was fixing breakfast. They were boiling fish and baking bread. And Peter and the disciples saw that. And when they looked on the shore, and all of a sudden they realized it was Jesus. And the Bible said that Peter, being naked, according to the Bible, he wrapped himself in his fishing garment and he swam ashore. And Jesus had the breakfast ready, and they sat down to eat. Now, I want you to notice how Jesus speaks to us in a personal manner about our own personal love toward Christ. He did not say, Peter. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? That was a very personal contact with Peter. But then again, he had a reason for doing it like that. He wanted to reach the personality of Peter. He wanted to reach right down into the heart and soul of Peter and ask him the most important question of his life. Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Hey, that's an important question. Martha and I have a good habit. Oh, I have a lot of bad ones. Martha probably has a lot of bad ones too. We're not a perfect marriage, okay? But there's something that we do every time we talk with each other on the phone. We always hang up with this, I love you. And she hangs up with, I love you. But then again, that is a very important I love you in our life. Because I'm always reminded, this may be the very last time I get to say I love you. Because it's very important. You know, a lot of people, when they pass from this life, they say, well, you know, if I had one more opportunity, what I would say to that person is, I love you. I do a recitation call. If this was the last day of your life, would you love to say, oh, I love you? It's very important. It's very personal. And Jesus said, Simon, a son of Jonas, do you love me? Well, Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you. But you see, what is going to happen here is a lot of times we do things that cause God to doubt our love. You remember, let's go back just a little bit farther now. Let's go back and find out what really brought this on anyhow. Why is Jesus so interested in hearing Peter say, Lord, you know I love you? Well, if you will go back just a little bit farther, you will find that Jesus is talking about the crucifixion. And Jesus is saying, now fellas, I've got to go to Jerusalem. There I will be crucified. I will die. I will go into the tomb, and third day I will raise again. Peter made a statement. He said, Lord, if you die, I'm going to die with you. You remember that? When Jesus turned to Peter and said, wait a minute, Peter. Before the cock crows, thou wilt deny me three times. And now, notice the picture is turned. Jonas, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? You see what happened? That trust was broken. That trust between Peter and Jesus was broken. You see, once that love and that trust had been broken, can God trust us anymore? Hello, you still out there? You see where we're coming to? Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know that I love you.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them, anymore. behind the door. I said, boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy now, because you see, you got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as a tear flows down my face,
God is in the life change and business. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man that I used to be. Well, don't forget homecoming now today at the Pillar of Truth Church. Brother Barry Harper and Patty are the pastors there now. Charles Farley will be speaking today. I've stepped aside and let him speak for us, and we've invited him to come over and be with us. We got Johnny Graves to be there singing. Jack Lawson will be from Roanoke. He's coming in from Roanoke. He'll be playing and singing for us. And let's remember Betty. Betty's not doing any good neither. So, and remember Martha in your prayers. Remember me. I need you to hold my hands up, because it's hard. It's hard to see our loved one in a condition they are. But anyhow, if God be for me, then who in this world can stand against me? So you remember that and stand with us. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the people who have paid and prayed to keep my voice going out over the air. I hear so many people say they hear the broadcast and they love what we're doing, and we're so glad for that. Lord, we don't take any of the honor from that. We give you all the praise and all the glory, because you are worthy of our praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, don't forget now, homecoming today, starting at 10 o'clock at the Pillar of Truth Church. Brother Barry Harper is the pastor. We got some good singing, good preaching, and good food. I hope we've got some good chicken and mashed potatoes and good big old cathead biscuits. I'll tell you, that's worth coming out for. But we're going to be worshiping the Lord. Let's not forget that. Well, until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.